This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. At least 28 people have been killed in a car bomb attack in the Turkish capital, Ankara. The attack also left more than 60 people injured. The Turkish military says the bombing targeted a convoy of military service vehicles. There are conflicting reports on the source of the attack. Some security officials say militants of the Kurdistan Workers' Party are behind the blast, while others blame Daesh terrorists for the incident. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan condemned the attack, saying Ankara's fight against, quote, pawns behind such attacks will grow more determined. Erdogan also noted that attacks like this know no moral or humanitarian bounds. A mini-summit, meanwhile, on Europe's refugee crisis, which was due to take place in Brussels on Thursday, has been cancelled. This after Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu cancelled his visit to the summit following the Ankara bombing. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Dr. Nasir Olumadi, who is a writer and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Dr. Olumadi, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about what's happened in Ankara?
Well, this is a very dangerous escalation. The convoy that was targeted is military, which means there's planning. It happened near government offices. So this is very dangerous. And I believe that there will be a response to this. And I'm afraid that the Syrian crisis is moving slowly into Turkey and probably beyond, unless if something is done about this ongoing Syrian catastrophe.
It seems, though, that Dr. Olumadi, that the Turkish government is still obsessed with the likes of the PKK and Kurdish fighters, even within Syria, who are in fact fighting the likes of Daesh. How does that all play into this, do you think?
Well, I think Turkey is being dragged slowly into a very dangerous situation. And now it finds itself fighting its own ally, the United States, which is supporting, Kurds militias in their fight against ISIS. There has to be a political solution to this crisis, and all the parties have to find a new way of looking at the Syrian crisis, because slowly it's moving into Turkey, and before you know it, Europe itself will start to face its own problems as a result of this, the refugees and all other problems that are traveling slowly from Syria north into Turkey and Europe.
So, Dr. Olumadi, do you think that we should expect any change in Turkish policies towards the Syrian crisis?
Unfortunately, any change that we will see will not be moving in the right direction. I believe that we will see probably military action in northern Syria to prevent the Kurdish militias from establishing foothold, and that will create more problems with other fighting factions in northern Syria, and probably with the Syrian regime itself and Russia. This is a crisis that is unfolding, and I believe everybody's going about solving it the wrong way.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point, but of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Dr. Nasir Olumadi, who had been speaking to us live from New York.